It was actually a very good professional performance away from home. You know, we scored early and we limited them to very few opportunities. And I have to say, I was very pleased with the performance. We got it. And at half time, they probably only had one shot on goal to note. And we limited them to very few set pieces and different things. It was a very good performance today.
In terms of preparing for the clash and in terms of the opposition, how difficult is it preparing for a side that you may not know a lot about opposed to your match, say, in the local Donegal League?
It's a bit like everything. It's networking. It's who you know down the country. Do they know anything about them? And they're a really young side anyway. So the players that we talked about and we got a bit on, you know, when they're young, it's hard to know if they're going to turn up and be the players that people say they potentially can be. And today, we were very good. We did a good wee bit of homework on them. But they're always going to the unknown. You don't know the ground and you don't know the way it's going to pan out. But look, we did our homework, and as I said to you before the game, I always talk about I only need to know a wee bit about the opposition, but it's always about the bunch of players wearing the yellow jerseys for me, and we were very, very good today.
In terms of your next match, I am led to believe it's another monster opponent up next. Home match, am I correct in saying that?
Yes, that's right. That was a big incentive today to bring us to this game. Will be the last 32 now. To have it at home is a massive incentive on the 24th of May. So, look, that's a massive carrot, and bringing anybody to Dry Arch Park, we feel we can take on anybody and we can wrestle with anybody there on our home ground when we're comfortable. So, look, that was a massive incentive, and, you know, it's going to be a great occasion.
We know it's an exciting time off the field for Bonagall. Lots of hard work going on over the last number of months. Lots of fundraising going on. But on the field as well, Michael, it's an exciting time. Yes, there was disappointment of not winning the local league this season, but this is a great positive distraction now, heading into the third tier of the League of Ireland.
Yeah, no, it's kind of worked out perfect, and hopefully maybe we can get a little run in this competition. We'll keep the squad tied together going into the National League and give them a little taster, as I said, about travelling down and travel being part and parcel of senior football, and that's just that you have to be warm and prepared to do it, enjoy it and embrace it because it is part of it. So today was a real tester for the boys coming down to South Tipperary. You know, as I say, it's a long way, and look, you know, so the club, to be fair to Bonagall, did everything right and looked after them, and we stayed overnight and we did all the things right. So it's nice when that happens, that you get the right result to reward the people that are doing the hard work, putting their hands in their pockets, selling tickets and giving them their just rewards today.
On a final note, Mickey, we know you played League of Ireland. You were a Finn Harps midfielder for many a year, but at heart, a childhood, Bonagall was your number one club. How was the transition from you from player to manager, and how are you enjoying it?
Look, I think it was just a natural progression at that point. You know, I suppose Packy came on, who I knew really well, and we were really good friends, and I was playing under Hammond, and then I did my cruciate, so it was a natural thing that I couldn't play at that stage. And, you know, he had me round, I suppose, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I wouldn't say I was an official assistant manager or coach, but I was there in the background. And, look, I've been around football my whole life in Bonagall. As my club, I was born and reared there. I painted many as a change room, pick up lots of letters. So to come and do the football side of it, you know, as kind of natural progression for me at this point. But, look, the club going forward, it's really exciting moving into the National League, as I said, like, and just to come down here and get a good victory gives the lads a taste for hopefully what's to come.
Finally, make a long trip home tonight. Tomorrow's a bank holiday. Tea and sandwiches now on the way back up the road.
Well, that's it. Tea and sandwiches. No, we're very pleased. Look, we've stopped here for a little bit to eat, and we're going to watch the United game and head up the road. And the boys, you know, coming to this stage of the season, will probably have a few beverages and enjoy the one and enjoy it. And look, we're very proud that young Adam Rogers, 17 years old today, came on and scored. You know, and that's what Bonagall's all about, is trying to promote youth. And for me, that's been really, really pleasing that, you know, we have like senior players there, like Tommy and Gareth Harkin. But, you know, to have Adam Rogers, who's come through the youth there, to come on and get the winner today. And, you know, for us, for him to go and do that, you know, it's really, really pleasing.
Michael Funston, thank you for joining us on Hale Radio Sunday Sport.
No problem. Thank you.